For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So two of them. They didn't stop there. They signed Josie Jewell, who used to play for the Broncos on a three-year deal, just over $22.75 million. So they got a linebacker there. Remember, they lost some people, Frankie Louvel, and they traded Brian Burns, so they do have those picks as well. And they just replaced them with these guys. We'll see how it works. Dane Jackson signed a two-year deal with them. Jordan Fuller is another veteran that signed, so they added Troy Hill, who re-signed with them. So at every level is what I'm saying. You can see them doing it. Now, offensively speaking, offensive line with Hunt and Lewis from the wide receiver position. This guy, Deontay Johnson, is going to be a starter. Then you go to the defense. They touch every level of the defense, from the defensive line to the linebackers to the secondary. Wanham, Jewell, Jackson, Jordan Fuller, and, of course, they got the re-signed a long snapper there. And of course, like I said, these are solid signings for the team, because, and I give them a high grade. I ain't going to tell you exactly what I'm going to give them, but you look at what they, you know, what they were suffering with last year, and then you look at the moves that they made right now, and they haven't put anything down. They hadn't played one game yet. But did you realize that it's a good collection of talent right now to accentuate what they had going on in the prior year? So you do your best to fill the needs that you feel like you need to be filling. And the Falcons did a good job. So did the Carolina Panthers. The you can see the pattern is that they're addressing things that were horrible things for them last year. Reasons why they lost: the offensive line, you know, wide receiver play, might have had injuries or whatever. So they fortify these different positions. They bring in people. They spend money getting veterans at high levels because they know that these veterans will turn out well for them, hopefully. A lot of them, that's why they spent this money, especially Carolina spent this money. They look at the Saints, you see Cedric Wilson, Demario Davis, and, you know, we ain't gonna talk about the re-signing things, but you see Cedric Wilson, Willie Gay, and then you've seen Morgan. They signed him as a special teams guy. Xander Horvath as a fullback to compete with Prentice. And then it's just, it ain't shocking the bank. Two-year deal for Cedric Wilson. You know, it ain't really shocking the bank for me. It's not really doing it for me right now. And then, of course, we transitioned to Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield re-signed a three-year for $100 million contract. That's a lot. Includes $30 million guaranteed. This guy was making $4 million on 1 year last year and played himself into a three-year, $100 million contract with $30 million fully guaranteed. Don't tell me about not keeping true to your vision and working hard to get yourself right. This guy was traded, twice? Got traded and cut and signed, you know, prior to that season, and then went with them, with the Buccaneers, on a one-year deal for $4 million and turned it into a three-year, $100 million contract with $30 million guaranteed. Don't tell me about that you can't do it. You can't win something. He outperformed the $150 million quarterback last year. Outperformed him, and then, you know, it's interesting. But then the Buccaneers didn't stop there. They got Baker Mayfield his money. They got a backup for him. They re-signed their running back, Chase Edmonds. They gave a big deal to Mike Evans, a two-year deal for $52 million in extension. Then they got him on offensive lineman and Ben Bredesen. They signed another offensive lineman, Sua Opita. Another offensive lineman, Justin School, who re-signed with the team. They brought Gaines back, the defensive lineman. They brought Levante David back. They got Bryce Hall, the cornerback. They added him to the secondary. Also, they signed Jordan Whitehead on a two-year, $9 million deal. And then they received the non-exclusive tag for Antoine Winfield Jr. and re-signed their kicker. So you can look at some of these moves, even if they read up, like you get Baker Mayfield back in the system and we'll see how it works, but get Mike Evans back, their key playmaker, in an attempt to kind of build up their offensive line. And really, we understand that to a great degree, Tampa Bay overachieved last year. It was supposed to be the worst in the NFC South, but they overachieved. Is this the year? This could be the year they return to what they're supposed to be. Nobody was counting on them to be anything last year. And they really surprised everybody and kind of took it where they took it and won the NFC South. But really, they were picked and fought, even by their own diehards, to not be very good because you lost Tom Brady, you lost all this other stuff, and you're supposed to stink. You're supposed to be the guy lining up to get Caleb Williams. But guess what? Things changed. You know, everything changed. These guys got on cold. They won, and they were able to get in the playoffs. You know, they were able to get in the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. Well, this might be the year in which the Buccaneers go back to what we intentionally thought they were supposed to be. Who knows? We'll see. Hell, we might be the guys that go to the bottom of the division if we don't kind of get this stuff fixed and keep moving it fast. Hell. All right. So anyway, that's some of the stuff right there, fam, to kind of talk about. Let me share the depth chart with you currently. This is the current Saints depth chart right here. You can see, you know, Derek Carr, Taysom Hill. You see Peterman's name right here listed in the quarterback position over Haener. You got Taysom Hill there, of course. I hit him on that depth chart, on this particular depth chart. And then you see the wide receivers they added. You see Cedric Wilson listed as the third wide receiver. A.T. Perry is here. And Stanley Morgan is there listed behind Rashid Shaheed. You see Xander Horvath listed behind Adam Prentice right here. No acquisitions offensive line wise to talk about outside of those things that we talked about. And of course, like we said, here is they got William Gay Jr. listed behind Pete Werner there. He's the third linebacker. And then outside of that, not much else to talk about for the Saints currently. Now Chase Young could change some stuff and the Saints get ready to add Chase Young to the fold. You know, we know they're talking to him. That might be the next big shoe to drop, and we could be probably hearing from that very soon. Who knows? We'll see. Perhaps, but we'll see. All right. So anyway, that's what I got for y'all tonight. Y'all feel free to kind of chime in. If y'all got any questions, throw them at them. I'll make sure I try to answer them to the best of my ability. Shout out to the fam. Y'all hit the like button for me. Feel free to share the show. And big ups to the fam. Thank y'all for being with me. Over 100 of us in the stream tonight, man. Late night Saint talking. How about that? Talking Saints after dark late. All right, Professor, how you doing, sir? Shout out to the Professor, man. Says, check out Jordan Morgan, a left tackle from the Arizona Wildcats as a draft prospect. Thank you, Professor. I shall do that, sir. Appreciate you for that suggestion. I most certainly will. What's up, Darrell? Shout out to you, man. Appreciate you for being in the stream. Much love. Mr. O says, while the Bears traded Fields for a sandwich on white bread, mustard, bologna. Yeah. Yeah, and shout out, I forgot who it is, but one of the family members popped up here and said, Q, I would give a fifth round draft pick for Justin Fields. And I just want to say, I don't know if that brother's listening, but I got a question to ask you, brother. I want to know, what's the lottery numbers so I can hurry up and hit this damn mega, this Powerball here? He said a fifth round. That man said a fifth rounder, man. He said a fifth round pick. He really said that. And I won't give him credit, man. I won't give him credit. But give him credit and then ask him for the lottery numbers for the Powerball. Because how the hell you know that? All right. that was something else. All right. Anyway, let's keep it going. Any questions, fam, or comments, throw them in the chat, man. I'll try to spotlight you guys. What's up, Colorado? Shout out to you, fam. Good to see you, man. Hope everything's well. Brother Slim says Q. Would you pay Chase Young or Justin Simmons? Man, I like Jordan Howden, Brother Slim. man. You know, we can't, the pass, you're probably going to want to pay your pass rusher. You know what I'm saying? And Bob made a great point on an article I just covered. I talked about the Saints secondary in terms of its depth and all that. We know we did lose Isaac Yenum at the cornerback position, but a lot of the Saints secondary members like Ugo Amadi, Jonathan Abrams could be resigned. Now we did lose Lonnie Johnson Jr. We did lose Isaac Yenum. But like I said, guys like Jonathan Abram, who did well for us, and Ugo Amadi, who was real good. He played safety and cornerback for us. You know, those guys will work for cheap. So with that being said, I probably would, if it came down to between the two, I would probably go after my pass rusher, because like the article talked about, the Saints having 34 sacks, which you got to get that up. You know, you got to improve that. And Chase Young most certainly would do that. And plus, you know, it makes sense to a degree, because you need that extra pass rusher in there, man. And Peyton Turner stays hurt all the time. Isaiah Foskey's a question mark. Cam's getting old. So Chase Young, it does make sense to kind of spend. If you're going to spend it on a pass rusher, not so much a safety, unless you got a premier pass rusher or two. And nowadays NFL, you know, you need at least two really good ones to kind of get after you. And I was thinking about it, man. I would love to see a Chase Young and Carl Granderson package, you know, with Cam in there as well, and Big Boy in the middle blitzing and running after people's quarterbacks. That would be pretty fire, to be honest with you. So I would have to go with the pass rusher on that, Brother Slim. Thank you for the question. All right, DJ says, do you see us drafting a quarterback? I can see. I guess you could see that like later on in the draft, DJ. You could see the Saints. I could see the Saints picking up a quarterback late in the draft, later in the draft, like after the fifth round, something like that. But like I said, there were several quarterbacks that are available, like that will be available. And, you know, after the fourth round, you know, you are the fourth round on back, rather, like you'll have the kid from Florida State. And there was reports. Let me see if I can pull this up for the family about him, because he said that he should be ready for April. And I was like, wow, man, that kid there is phenomenal, man. If he can be ready for April, that might be something, man. And that's what one of the reports was saying about him as well. So yeah, that'll be special. And we talking about him because if this dude was healthy, Jordan Travis, if he was healthy, he would have been one of the top five quarterbacks that they've been talking about, because the guy has accuracy. He's fast. He's intelligent. He's a leader. And he, man, listen, it was a couple of years with Jordan Travis played. I watched him take a part LSU's defense, not so much last year, but the year before that, when they had a better defense. It was because of him being able to find people like Keon Coleman, who was one of the wide receivers, and others that were there. You know, he had a talented team around him at Florida State, but this dude made it all go. And when he got hurt, you could see the difference and how the team performed with him. It's an aura that he carries himself with. And he got hurt in college last year, late in the season. And it really kind of affected that team, and it affected his draft status. So if he's available, he could be very well available for the Saints after the fourth round and back. If that guy's there, you take this guy. Cause in any normal situation, this guy would be gone within the first one or two rounds. And don't get caught up in his height and all that kind of stuff. He's about 6'1", 200 something odd pounds. He'll thicken up. But the reality is, boy, the dude is heady. He know what he's doing. He's accurate on. He can make all of the throws. And he's really good on the run, too. He processes things a lot. He processes things quick. He's tough. So, like I said, this guy would be a steal for you if you can some kind of way know that. So, you know, like I said, man, that's what's killing him. Like, you look at the overview, some of the scouts are talking about, in a career marked with challenges, he showed the resilience to overcome and finish his career playing his best football, undersized. But hey, listen, 6'1", you know, that's the thing. That undersized label don't really hit like it used to. He says, adequate arm, can help protect himself with his legs. He gets out of harm's way. He'll see the pressure coming, scramble out, and keep eyes downfield, make accurate throws. I mean, the dude is talented. Footwork isn't always great, but he can throw effectively, fairly, accurately as an improviser. Doesn't usually beat defenses with pre-snap planning work, but it's a step slow to get through progress. That's not what I've seen. I've seen, man, now he's not perfect, but I've seen more games than I've seen more games of him hitting and doing what he's supposed to do versus games of him not doing it. Like I say, he's not perfect. None of them are. But the dude has the it factor. And I talked about this when I talk about quarterbacks like this. I remember when Jalen Hurts came out, everybody was saying Jalen Hurts wasn't going to be hitting on nothing. And the Philadelphia Eagles can't win without him. So, so it's interesting, man. But, yeah, I would probably look at a guy like that, DJ, later on. What's up, Chantel? Says Q, do you think with all the things the other teams are making, I guess that's what it is, the Saints can be on the bottom of the – oh, hell yeah, they can end up being on the bottom of the division. Absolutely. Absolutely. Atlanta's not playing, man. They're not playing. They are addressing the needs that they have. That stopped the team last year was poor quarterback play. Not only did they get the quarterback that can run the system, they overpaid for him. He's coming off a major injury, but they're going to win more games than what they did last year. And it's a big upgrade than what they had last year. Big upgrade. You got a veteran quarterback, and he'll be operating the Rams offense. Let's not think about.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Forget what kind of offense. They don't be doing that crap they was doing last year. They're going to have an offense, a pretty exciting, explosive offense. That's why they're loading up with all these speed wide receivers. They're trying to take you down the field and open things up for guys like Algier and Bijan Robinson. I know what you're trying to do. So it's going to be interesting what they're doing. Of course, Carolina, I talked about Bryce Young in the future is going to tell, he's going to be a guy to tell the NFC South up. Kanellis is going to get him together where he knows that offense. And they're going to give him, he got the weapons. And you're going to see some stuff happen. They give him a running attack. They're giving him a line to protect him. And when that happens, you're going to see some stuff happen. So Atlanta and Carolina are in the area they're supposed to be heading down the correct road. They're headed down. Not only just that, but also the fact that they have new leadership at the top of the team, which usually electrifies the family base and the team. You don't have stale, dead people up there anymore like they had from the past. They got new leadership there to take the team in a new direction. So there's hope. There's optimism there. That's a whole nother energy that they're operating with. So in that aspect, they do have that energy plus over us because we already know what we're dealing with here. This is very clear what we're dealing with right here. It's not even a foregone conclusion. We know exactly what we're dealing with. We've been verified and proven correct over the last 2 years. So we know exactly what we're dealing with. We know. So thank you, Chantel, for that. KD says, how did we not get Fields? Because we wasn't looking at Fields, bro. KD, we wasn't looking at Fields. Saints wasn't looking at Fields. They wasn't interested in Fields. And if you went and got Fields for a fourth round draft pick, that means ultimately when Derek Carr starts to stink and stare down one side of the field, they'll have people calling for Fields to get on the field. And we can't have that. So what do? You get a Peterman who has no chance of usurping Derek Carr. Plus he worked with him. He knows him from Raiderland. You see the pattern? When they signed that guy, I was like, what? Why would anybody reach to Nate Peterman? That's what everybody was saying. Why him? Because there were other quarterbacks. There were bunch of other quarterbacks that you could sign or even traded for. Why him? Then I researched and found out he was tied to the Raiders. He was Carr's backup for 2 years when he was with Oakland. Oh, Raider, whatever the hell it was. Raiders, Los Angeles, Oakland, what, I don't care. When he was with the Raiders, that's what it was. And I was like, uh-huh. Because it don't take much to know what time it is. If it's a Raider connection, it's a Raider connection, and that's what they're doing. And the guy don't understand. He can't process it. That you don't take all that from over there, man. You wouldn't win anything with some of this stuff here. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. I ain't going to disparage it, but we'll see. I'm cool with it. I'm cool because I know it's gonna be fine. I know eventually, you know, truth will shine, fam. Brother Bruce says, hello, my brother, New Orleans and the house, you know, and Mickey Loomis should be drug tested. Shout out to you, brother Bruce. Thank you, man.
Well, hold on, Bruce. Let me tell you something. Hold on now. Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean drug tested? I just drank orange juice and clam chowder. What the hell are you talking about? I run a New Orleans Saints. I'm a vice president of football operations. You're thinking about drug testing. You know, I never took a drug in my life. All I ever did was took aspirin, you know, and a strong aspirin. That's all. That's the strongest drug I ever had. So what the hell are you talking about? You Saints guys be going too far. Let me tell you something.
No, Mickey, you chill out. All right. Arvin says Mickey Loomis needs to head to Disney World. They already got a clown. They already got a clown and a mouse up there. Two of them, bro. John says, Q, why does Mickey think DA is the next coming to Vince Lombardi? Does this mean that DA will get at least two more years? I don't think that's that, bro. This done ran its course. This is the third year. So with all these excuses, and I don't think they realized sitting up in the ivory tower that the family base would be as ravenous as it is. As focused and as on code as they can. They thinking they can throw a win here or win there and then, dazzle you with BS and make you believe that, hey, you just ride with us guys. And, you know, he got a tough loss. It's tough to win in the NFL. I don't want to hear it's tough to win in the NFL because that's why you're getting the big money to win in the NFL. And if you can't win, get your ass out of town. We'll find somebody else that will. So don't miss me with the,
well, it's tough out here for a pimp.
I don't want to hear all of that, man. Just, you know, I don't want to hear all of that. We already know how tough it is to win in the NFL. We know. We haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years, so obviously it's difficult. But, yeah, he think he's the second coming of some great coach because he feels that he picked him, and really he didn't pick him. Sean Payton told him to hire him, and he did what Sean Payton told him to do, just like he's been doing for the last 20 years. So when Sean Payton told Mickey Loomis to sign him, he signs him, and he think that he can't make any problem. He think he found another Sean Payton. In his crazy head, he thinks that Dennis Allen going to turn into Sean Payton, which Dennis Allen's an old coach, man. Dennis Allen ain't new. I don't see I don't even buy that. This is not a new coach like you have a Matt LaFleur when they were with when you had all those fantastic coaches with the Washington team. You had McVay, you had Kyle Shanahan, you had Matt LaFleur, you had the guy from you had McDaniels from Miami. You had all of these guys on one staff at the same time in Washington under Shanahan over there in Washington, and all those guys, the majority of them got jobs. Has head coaches right now, and their teams are winning games. Matt LaFleur is tearing people up in Green Bay. He's having an awesome time there. You know, he's headed in the right direction. You know what's going on with McDaniels down in Miami. Miami wouldn't win in nothing. He went down there and made him relevant. He fixed Tua. You know, he had him balling. The other coaches went elsewhere and had success. I think the guy that's the offensive coordinator, I don't know if he's still on there. Who's the offensive coordinator for the Texans. I think he was one of them guys too. So you have these guys, and regardless of where these guys went, McVay and all of them, they had extreme success. And I don't know if he sees this guy like he's seeing Dennis Allen, like coming from that. No. And you can't tell him no difference. That's what I'm saying. It's not me. I joke about it. I say it's like a Kool-Aid cult over there, because there's no difference in opinion there. Well, if you don't have a difference in opinion in your little analytical group, then you just got a echo chamber. You ain't hitting on nothing. Where are the new ideas supposed to come from? If you got a echo, where are the new ideas supposed to come from? At least, but that's why I termed it the Great Saint Think Tank, the Great Saint Think Tank. You're supposed to think to be a part of it. So if you hear different vantage points and ideas from different people, that keeps everything live. It keeps it fresh, as opposed to it turning into an echo chamber where you're hearing the same shit over and over again. You get what I'm getting at? It's always something behind something. Like when I think about something, the name is something, it's a reason behind it. It ain't just something that you just pulled out your backside and say, hey, that sound cool. Let's name it that. No. It requires some thought. That's why I was saying, I just think Mickey Loomis is past his prime, man. There's a life as a time span rather on these type of jobs, because the NFL is live. You got a lot of young leadership coming in the game changes and it shifts. He's too old to be doing that. You need Luton. That's why he gets fleeced by people. That's why it's all kind of stuff. But there is nobody that's saying, listen, bro, it's time for you to put this down. He told people, I can do this for another 10 years. And he probably would unless somebody told him he can't do it no more. And there is nobody checking for him. I guarantee you ask Lucia, did you do an evaluation on Mickey Loomis? He going to tell you what for? Why should I need to do it? Mickey doing a fantastic job. No, he's not doing a fantastic job. He ain't been in the goddamn playoffs in 20 years. I mean, it's been three seasons. But the reality is, you feel like Mickey Loomis been doing stuff for us for 20 years. He's been a fantastic general. And he'll start listing stuff from the past and he's living off that rep. But like I always say, it's that Janet Jackson, whatever you done for me lately, and they haven't done anything for you lately, but collect money and don't give out and not make the playoffs for 3 years. You know, so there is no checking for anybody. Gail is not checking the guys on it. She's totally bought into whatever they're saying. That's why I told her that's foolish. You need to go out and get a special advisor that's not connected to the team, that knows football, that knows business, that can report back to her. A guy that's not, or a girl, a gal, whomever, that's not tied to the team. They're not a part of the culture of the team. They're an independent person to give her the real truth and not some flim flam, because they're giving a flim flam. They're telling her, well, like, we're doing good. The only reason why the season tickets drop is because people, you know, they need money. It's tough out here. It's an election year. You know, it wasn't an election year is coming up. People's keeping their monies. No, that's not what's going on, bro. They're keeping their money because your team stinks. Your coach is not a good coach. That's what's going on. But he's not going to say that. He's going to tell her the opposite. I know he's going to do it because he did it on in interviews when he talked about the Detroit Lions game, why the Saints wasn't coming out for the family members wasn't there. You seen all them Detroit Lion people littered up in the dome, yelling and screaming. And they looking around like, boy, are we in Detroit somewhere? No, you in the Superdome. Well, what's going on? Well, like, obviously, they don't have the money to stay in the game. They need the money. They got to play their bills. That was going on. So Mickey think people stupid enough to mix their, maybe they got a small portion of people that's using some of the utility bills to go to the Saints game. I hope not. But in the end, usually people use their own discretionary money for that. They'll save money on the side to pay for the tickets. So, well, they need the money. They're doing bad right now. You know, they're not as savvy as I. I'm good. I'm straight. I got it made. And people got to sell like tickets. I understand that. You know, no. That's not what it is. But that's how he's telling her. It's a miscommunication. That's why I'm asking and saying that she needs her own people to make her own mark. But she's not going to do that. Not until they're forced to. They're not going to be proactive with none of this stuff. They're not. All right, Jack says, do you think Mickey is hyperventilating in the Aints paper? Nope, he's not hyperventilating. Not now. He was doing that at the end of the season. He only do that when he have to face you with some answers that he don't have. He don't have the answers. And they do their best to stay away from you. You know, because you're not swallowing the garbage. That's the thing. They thought in years past, they used to be able to tell you something and then the media would provide cover for them. This would happen. I used to blast them people for doing that because you ain't helping nothing here. You supposed to be reporting on the truth, not creating narratives to protect the team. And those type of people act as double agents. Good enough is just a lot of people starting to call that out. So that behavior is not being, it's not encouraged anymore because you'll be called out for that. Cause people I ain't gonna say they're more smarter than what they were in the past, but what they're doing is they're recognizing the behavior patterns of what's going on. So you can't run those games no more. You get what I'm saying? Like in years past, a politician, you would be able to stand in front of the media to the television and tell everybody, hey, this is doing better and that is doing better and this is doing better. And people are like, no, it's not. They can look in their phones, go actually pull up the stats from the websites, from the census data and totally, literally bust apart the lies that they're saying right in front of you. This is an age, it's an information age. So people are a lot more savvy to the slick, underhanded misinformation campaigns that they're running. So they're scrambling to figure out a way to keep tricking you. The last thing they want to do is tell you the truth about what's really going on.
We're trying not to panic you. So you like a child, you can't handle the truth. On some Jack Nicholson type. You can't handle the truth. So, I mean, it's like one of them type. You're just a child. You can't handle nothing. You can't be, you know, we got to just keep lying to you for your own benefit. Because you, if I tell you the truth, you're just going to wig out. No, no, no. You give me the truth, I'll be able to understand what I can do. I can make the proper decisions. You know, so it's that type of stuff, man. And that's what I disrespect as well. They're going to learn eventually, man. That's not the game we need to run anymore. All right. All right. Shout out to the fam. Yeah, Joe Milton's good too, DJ. Shout out to you, bro. Good call. I talked about that with you before, I want to say. How many draft picks do the Saints have? Always believe you can build a team through the draft. They got a ton of picks, man, to be honest with you, Slim. They got a first, a second. They don't have a third or a fourth, but they got like four or fives. So they got one, two, they got four fives, a six, and a seven. So it's, what is that? Eight picks, I want to say. What? One, two, four picks, a six plus six and a seven. Yeah, eight picks. They got like eight picks, bro. Now, y'all make it in the chat. Y'all remind me and check if I'm accurate with that. I'm going off of memory. But I don't say they got a first, a second. They don't have a third or a fourth, and they got four fives, a six, and a seven. And I know they think they got two sixes. They got two sixes. Hold on. Let me pull it up, bro. Let me just do that. How about that? Let me just pull it up. And I'll tell you, because I want to say they got about eight, maybe nine picks. And, you know, they're not going to keep all those picks. You know, eventually those picks are going to get moved. They're going to put some of them together to kind of see if they can jump into the fourth round. They might package a bunch of them to see if they can move into the fourth round and go from there. So,
without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.